Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 21st of December 2011, the shortest day of the year and the most amount of tech news that we've had in a long time. Jolly good. Breast implants have no cancer link, says a UK watchdog. Women with silicon breasts made by French company PIP, that stands for Poly Implant Prosthese, have been worried about cancer. There's been 9 women die from cancer in France due to the fact that PIP made them from non-medical grade silicon. Apparently the silicon they used was made for mattresses. Yes. That's not good, is it? But the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons say that they should all come out. Well, they're going to get a lot of work if they do have to come out. But the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Authority has said that no, they don't. So we'll have to wait and see. Netflix has sealed a deal with the BBC for the UK market. I've got to say, I'm confused by this story. Apparently, the BBC worldwide is going to sell all of its stuff to Netflix, and it already does in the States, and you can pay to watch it. But the deal that BBC Worldwide has agreed is to give their content to Netflix to sell to the UK market. Yeah. I'm not sure how that works. No, we're not on prices and what it means about the license fee. I've got no idea, but that doesn't sound right. We'll ask James, our bead man, on Friday night, eh? TalkTalk is the most complained about ISP, Ofcom has said. Their number of complaints was significantly up. I mean, back in quarter one 2011, they topped the charts by a long, long way of nearly 1,000 customers. They've come down, they've got improved, and BT are on the increase. So come on, people, complain about BT and get them ahead of TalkTalk. Version 9 of Firefox has begun to roll out. It's got touch compatibility and gesture compatibility with Lion as well. I'm going to download and have a play today and see what I think. We'll talk about it, I'm sure, on the big show on Friday night. And Google has been rather nice because they've guaranteed to support Firefox for the next 3 years financially. I don't think they need to do that really based on the popularity of Chrome, so that is a very nice thing to do. Google's also planning an iPad rivaling Nexus tablet, allegedly. According to ex-CEO Eric Schmidt, in the next 6 months, Google will be rolling out a Nexus tablet. I can feel the patent lawsuits bubbling away nicely. Thank you very much, Google. Oh dear, how sad. Never mind. And HTC handsets could be banned from sale from April in the US. If you'd like one, I'd go and get one now, because as of April 19th, you won't be able to. It's the sale of some of the Android handsets that are going under. And guess what? It's patent infringement yet again. AT&T has abandoned its $39 billion takeover of T-Mobile. Government pressure is apparently the reason that they've stopped, due to industry regulators pushing pressure on them. But it's going to be a fantastic payday for T-Mobile, because there's a clause written in there that they get $14 billion from AT&T if they do it. Oh dear, if you're an AT&T shareholder. Huzzah if you're a T-Mobile shareholder. LG has also said that the Magic Remote that it's offering out with its new TVs is the way of the future, and they're going to put out voice-controlled televisions well ahead of Apple. So if there's a Siri-enabled TV coming out in May, bad luck, Apple, because LG are already there. But the saving graces will know that it's crap. And Apple has rolled out its complete seasons pass for TV shows. If you like great series like House and Dexter and all those kind of things, you don't have to buy individual episodes now. You can wait until you get the season pass out and then go back and watch them all one Sunday with a big tin of beer and some popcorn. Oh. What you can also watch on your computer is going to be the NFL Super Bowl. Next year, when it takes place, you'll be able to stream it live. It will have mobile streaming too, so you'll be able to get it on your 3G device, providing your provider isn't going to hump you on price. What a move. A well done NFL for seeing the light and joining us in the 21st century. And Logitech has updated the iPhone and Android versions of the Harmony Link app. What you'll be able to do now is be able to control far more on your television from your iPad, your iPod Touch, and your iPhone. And also, you'll be able to power down your television as well with a standby feature that's been included. Jolly good. You probably have to get some hardware with that, but I'm not sure what. And Mad Dog McCree is coming back to iOS. Do you remember Mad Dog McCree? Well, it's going to be here, full motion video. It's everything that it was there originally, and it's $4.99. It's great. I'm going to see if I can get it today, because it does look good. And finally, a report into British society has said that 76% of Britons who are tagged on photos are tagged when they're drunk. Quite how they've worked that out, I don't know. And the sample size is only 1,781. And I was at my Auntie Jean's 90th birthday party, and I can guarantee you that she wasn't pissed. Anyway, here we go. It's time. It's getting close towards the end of the month. The deals that we've got for you are going to be very, very special, but you may not get them in time for Christmas. Here's Santa with his crap for Christmas. Hello, Santa. How's things?
Hello, Ewan. Yes, fine. Absolutely fine. I had a bit of a late one last night. Got a bit drunk, unfortunately. Sent a few tweets out to a few people. Think I might have lost them as followers.
Yeah, be careful.
Not doing so well. Yes. Listen, I've had some great ideas. I got turned down yesterday by Harrods and Hamleys because I came out with a whole series of Santa's things. See, these are all badged Santa things that I can make money from, and I maybe don't have to do the
present what you say.
I get the parents to do it instead of me. That would be so much easier. So anyway, I went and pitched Santa's stool, which is a gnarly old piece of wood that looks like it's kind of knobbly and like a stalk of a tree or something. But Harrods said it looked like it was excrement, so they wouldn't let me sell it. I went to Hamleys and they said, fine, but you're going to have to change it from brown. Okay, so I said, no, definitely not compromising. But I've come up with some more. Here's a good one. Santa's pole. It's a playground product, and you can slide up and down Santa's pole. And what about the other one is a lollipop. Yes, I really thought hard about this one. It's a chocolate flavored lollipop, and it's in the shape of a circle with a hole in the middle like a polo, and I've called it Santa's ring. And you can lick Santa's ring.
Don't do that.
Okay,
stop.
Okay,
no, come on, get on with it.
Right, okay. Well, today's crap for Christmas is the 100 film paper towel box. It's $17 and available from our big friends at brando.hk.com. And what it is an imaginary roll of film that you pull your toilet paper out of.
Oh, that's cool.
It looks absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, that's my crap for Christmas. It's the 100 film paper towel box.
Thanks,
listen,
mate.
Rankin, you ungrateful bastard. I'm not coming back
don't start on me.
And I'm also not coming back if you're not more civil to me. Because
the
I'm
exposure
these
I've given you,
classics.
You
They're
can't
sell
talk.
Like hotcakes.
No,
you understand me?
Get on with it.
Hey,
get lost. Thanks, Santa. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at bageltechnews. Santa will be back tomorrow with his crap for Christmas on the answer service. We'll be back on Friday with the last news show of the year, and boy, have we got a treat for you. What a top 10 we can finish with on Friday. And then we've got a fantastic panel show Friday. Bagel Tech Photo is at 2 o'clock with all the usual suspects, and we've got Missy the photo photography mom. She's coming on and she's going to be awesome, I reckon. And then at 3:30 we've got Andy Anatko on the Mac Show with Don McAllister and Will Green and Dr. Happy Mac and Carl Swagger and Chris Forsman and anyone else we can fit in. And then finally, last thing, at 9:30 on Friday night, we've got the Bagel Tech Big Show, rounding out a fantastic year for Bagel Tech and a big list of thank yous for a group of people that are out there. So we'll see you then. Have a great day and join us on Friday if you possibly can. We're going to have lots of fun. And don't forget our big giveaway. It's the rummage in Santa's sack. All you've got to do is send us an email to bageltechnews@gmail.com saying, I want to rummage in Santa's sack. And we'll be able to draw you out and you could win a 1 terabyte hard drive, a digital camera, or some copies of Camtasia and Snagit, which are well worth it. Have a great day and thanks for listening.